We have Five Lights Town Peninsula. You became fast friends after Tony. Well, Tony was the one mistaken.
Oh, yeah. My identity wasn't mistaken. I was left in a basement.
Tony bore
a
resemblance to an assassin and was told to go kill the rat in the basement. Mm-hmm. The rat in the basement being Taika.
This is me.
So you two figured it'd probably be best to get the hell out of Dodge, or to Bar, as it were, for a bit. And you headed down the path to Umfaloko, the city of cats. There, while ingratiating yourself with the local underworld, you ran across what it turned out to be one of Tony's brothers, Cloudfang.
Nice.
Another tabaxi who was also kidnapped by a wizard as a young kitten and put into a life of indentured servitude. After busting Cloudfang out of prison and burning down the docks in the process...
We didn't do that!
Cloudfang did that, yes.
Sorry, your recap's going to have an audience.
No, it's totally fine. You all made friends with Ruby, the local crime lord of Umfaloko, a former adventurer, who asked you all to deliver a package to Uduba, the City of Cliffs. There, you found another wizard's tower and another one of Tony's siblings, Magpie, a tabaxi who'd been an indentured servant of Ithone, the wizard. You did some digging in the local underworld and found out that Ithone, in addition to being a huge prick, was blind, and you figured you could use that to your advantage. So, you all purchased some information on how to get into the sewer systems. You went into the sewers and infiltrated the wizard's tower with the help of Magpie, who had recovered some memories of how bad Ithone was. You all made it into the tower, and an epic battle ensued, the three of you against Ithune, in the process cracking a giant magical crystal, releasing a bunch of wild magic into the area, and aging yourselves up a few years apiece.
That's right.
You were victorious against the wizard, but with the chaos of the wild magic shooting throughout the room, you didn't have time to do a full looting of the wizard's tower before you rescued the guard captain who the wizard had captured. So, you saved the guard captain and then hightailed it out of the wizard's tower with just a bit of loot that you'd risked more wild magic effects to acquire.
Risk it for the biscuit!
upon rescuing the guard captain and being let outside, you quickly found out that you are now heroes of the city, which means that doing things that require you to lay low is going to be difficult for a while, and the guard captain took you to the Edge of the World Hotel where you all were staying to buy you all the first round.
That's right. So I can't look at my loot yet because we're still with the guard captain.
Correct.
Captain Herbert.
Okay. All right. So it is the 11th of grading. It is midweek. In Ajuba.
Wouldn't it still be the 10th?
We're going to just say...
fast forward. Okay. Yeah.
We'll get to you two in a second.
Okay.
Jims, you've arrived in Ajuba, the city of cliffs, via boat. As your boat comes into the dock, you see a giant cliff looming above you with buildings... It's okay, buddy. You can get down. with buildings built into the side of it. And you can see just the tip of a wizard's tower poking up at the top of the cliff. The wizard's tower being your destination here on this trip.
Oh, whoops.
As you've been contracted to make a delivery to Ithone, the local wizard that lives here. A-I-T-H-O-N.
Oh, A-I-T-H-O-N?
Mm-hmm. That's okay, Ithone. Cool. Yes, you've been given this errand. You were paid for it. You suspect partly because, you know, as an artificer, you know your way around magical things, but also you get the idea that you were being asked to maybe go be somewhere else for a while. Your previous...
they just don't want me around.
Your previous employer is like, here's 50 gold pieces. Go deliver this to Ithum the wizard.
you're his problem now. I get it. I know this. I get the subtext.
Yeah, you know, there's a postal service that could have delivered it for cheaper, but... But here you are, on a warm, sunny, it is getting to be late spring, early summer, is that right? Early summer?
Yes, it's spring, summer, because you said it was fall at the very beginning.
Southern hemisphere, so... it's a warm, sunny day as you step off the boat and onto the kind of soggy, salty wood of the docks. The past few weeks at sea has been turbulent and wet and kind of annoying, but you're here now. And as you can see, the Wizard's Tower up top. What do you do? You are at some docks. You see some other passengers from the ship filing off. Kind of around you, heading into the city. You see, in addition to the docks, you see some kind of lower-class taverns mixed in with it, warehouses, where most people seem to be heading a large elevator that goes up the side of the cliff.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so... First thing I do, immediately I'm like rushing off this boat because I cannot stand being on boats. Like, supremely seasick.
Mm-hmm.
And after a good 10 minutes of trying to keep my lunch down, I guess maybe I decide to try to cool off a little bit at the tavern after that atrocious journey of barely being able to keep down any food.
All right, so you head into a... seedy little dockside tavern. It's actually on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like off the docks. It's called the Clam Digger.
The Clam Digger.
Even though it's early in the morning, the tavern seems to be open and in full swing. Now, unlike some taverns, this one does not an inn. It's solely a tavern food establishment. As you walk in, you see a half-elven woman behind the bar. She's kind of a crunchy granola type, you can tell by looking at her. And she sees you come in, she says, "Welcome to the Clam Digger."
That voice!
She says, what can I get you today?
I struggling to keep my laughter down. Mm-hmm. I just go, "Can I just have some tea? Extra hot?"
Oh, of course. Nothing harder, or...
No, I'm good.
I guess it is 9 a.m., so it is a little early for some people. So she puts down a small teacup in front of you, goes to another part of the tavern, and pulls out a sachet filled with pungent tea and puts it into your cup, and then takes a big ladle from just a boiling pot of water and ladles the hot water into the cup for you.
Alright.
She says, that'll be a copper piece.
Alright. And as I am, like, digging around for a copper piece, I want to ask about, you know, the Wizard Tower. So, like, how can I get to this tower? Do you know about Aethon, where I can find him?
You are, like, the second person to come in and ask about him recently.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately for you, he is an ex-wizard now.
Ooh.
So the other day, this tabaxi and this really pretty woman with bat wings came in, and... They were asking a bunch of questions about the wizard, and I told him about this time that I saw him on the beach, and he was up to some nefarious plot that I stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day, they killed him. He's dead now.
From the tavern keeper's perspective, what the fuck? So, if... Theoretically, someone was supposed to deliver a package to him. Does that just belong to the messenger now?
like, I don't know the law on... Are you a postal person?
You know... Sure, I'm a postal person.
Oh, well, then I think it would go to, like, his next of kin or whatever.
Okay.
And as far as I know, that is... He's got, like, a tabaxi who's, like, real stuck up and never leaves the tower. And so it's probably her.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's her name?
It's...
Roll a drunk and remember.
if you happen to know every single person in this town.
Like, is this like magical cake or something? I
forget. All right.
I don't know. I'm sure if you go up and knock on the tower door, like, she'll answer and she can tell you what her real name is.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure it's magical cake.
Magical cake.
Should I be concerned about the people going around killing wizards? Or was this...
So, like, the guard captain had been kidnapped, and so apparently it was self-defense. But if you ask me, it's really weird they were asking a bunch of questions about him the day before, and then killed him the next day. That sort of seems like premeditated self-defense to me, but I'm not a lawyer.
Okay.
Though I have read a lot of lawyer-themed romance novels.
Ooh.
My favorite one is called Objection Sustained.
Sounds steamy.
Dislike!
For no related reason, is there a bookshopper?
Oh yeah, there's a bookshop up there in the upper city. And they sell Objection Sustained and the sequel Objection Overruled.
I don't like it!
I just liked the first one and I just liked the second one more somehow.
Don't worry, the sex is consensual. It's just about being a lawyer.
God damn it.
Shit. I dislike it because my brain is trying to fill in the holes. And that's the problem. Like,
that's another book.
I know, that's a different book.
Her parents do not approve of the relationship, and that's the objection. And in the first book, she rejects him, and so the objection is sustained. But in the sequel, she's like, no, he is the love of my life. This objection is overruled. Sorry,
did
I spoil it?
It's a forbidden romance.
It's the only kind of romance I read.
Now I want to fucking read it.
That sounds really good.
Very good.
You just came up with that on the fly.
Completely, 100%.
Fuck's sake. I love it.
Thank you for making me not dislike it, because my brain was just a hamster on a wheel.
She says, anyway, if you have any more, like, questions about the city or about wizards, I am here to help.
I came here to deliver a package, and the person is dead, so... Is there any chance that part of why he... Well, now I'm suspicious about the package. Legally, I can't open it.
I mean, you're not actually a postal person.
Yeah. But I don't know what you're talking about. I'm totally a postal person. Yeah.
Oh, your character's actually saying this. Oh, okay. That is she's just like,
I need a voice for Shams so it's clear when I'm in character or not.
It'll develop over time.
Yeah.
You hear a voice. You hear a voice near your ear to say, I think you should open it. Yes.
Suki!
Yeah. You know what they say, finders do burst.
No, like, here's the thing.
Oh my god, is that a talking snake?
Right? Isn't she lovely? It doesn't count as grave robbing if it wasn't, you know, like...
In the grave?
In the grave, so I'm totally allowed to take this.
Suki's like, After a certain point, it stops being grave robbing and becomes archaeology.
Yeah, exactly.
So. Who's to say what that point is?
Exactly. Should I know anything about these people that we're asking around? Because I feel like I should either watch out for them or befriend them, depending on how horrible this particular wizard is.
I don't know. They seem pretty nice. They came in here and asked about the wizard, and then they went out and they fought some people on the beach. It was like It was like a big old bar fight, and there was a sorcerer involved who was shooting magic off, and it was two of them against five, and they won, so I don't know that you'd want to cross them, but probably good to have friends like that.
That is impressive.
We barely won.
It was close.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for the help and for the tea. I'm going to...
Mm-hmm.
Find a little corner where no one can see me and try to open this package to see how suspicious this is that's inside it.
Okay, so it's no problem. It's kind of a tavern with all sorts of nooks and crannies. You take your tea and find your way over to a corner booth. You sit down, and you take the wrapping paper off of it, and you see it's just a kind of a wooden box. Roll me a perception check.
Okay. I'm using the blue die because they were nicer to me before. 14, and that was perception.
Mm-hmm.
Perception. Yeah, 14.
So you look at this and you notice there are some arcane sigils on it, which you gather to mean that this is warded somehow, so there might be magical consequences for opening it. You can roll an Arcana check to see if you can get an idea of what kind of consequences, or you can do with that whatever else you'd like.
I'll do an Arcana check.
All right, roll me Arcana.
11. No, wait, hold on. 13.
All right, this is some sort of... you detect, looking at the sigils, you realize that it's two schools of magic. Abjuration, which is protection magic, and evocation, which is blow stuff up magic. And that's what's protecting it.
Okay. Do I have a sense of... Will the object inside it be damaged if I try to get into this,
you would say that,
or whatever?
If it was just abjuration magic, you wouldn't worry about it. The evocation magic leads you to suspect it's either one of two things. Either it's designed to blow you up if you try to open it, or it's designed to self-destruct if you try to open it. One of the two, you're not sure which.
Okay. I've been blown up plenty of times. That's no big deal. yeah. I don't know if I want to chance it, especially not while I'm in a tavern that, you know, I don't want to cause problems for this particular person who's probably already a little shaken up after talking to two would-be
murderers.
You look
at her? Roll me an insight check.
Insight check, okay.
Eight.
You get the idea that she hasn't been shaken up by anything in a long time.
All right, I love it.
She's just vibing to you.
Okay. What to do?
Well, you ponder that. We'll cut to the Edge of the World Hotel. Where you two have woken up in the same room, oddly, with a bit of the reel missing from the night before and a pounding hangover.
Where's my bag?
Your bag's all your stuff's there.
Okay. Is my loot still there?
Your loot's still there. Okay. You just were feted by the city.
Oh.
The drinks did not stop coming.
Nice.
And at some point, the night just sort of faded away.
I imagine that Taika just landed in a corner with a bottle of something and just slid down the wall and fell asleep.
That's exactly where you wake up, in Tony's room.
And I mean, imagine my hat is askew.
Mm-hmm.
I've got one ear in, one ear out.
Yeah.
And
wear it just like this.
It's funny. So you two wake up with the devil in your head.
Ugh. Yeah. Do you remember all of last night?
Nope.
Mm.
Nope. No, I don't. Nope. What was the last thing you remember?
Shit. Well, we came back with the sheriff. And then we started drinking.
Yeah.
Are we in our hotel room? Like, this is the...
Yeah, this is my room.
Okay.
Yeah.
I woke up in a corner. I think I remember getting a lap dance from a red tiefling. Did that happen?
Fuck if I know.
I don't know if that's real or not.
I mean, probably. I don't know why you would have made that up.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Sounds like we had a good time. We've got all of our stuff. I imagine it's, we'll chalk it up to fun times.
Dude, we saved the city.
We killed a wizard.
I know, right? Dude, how about that?
I totally thought we were gonna die.
I'm so glad those feathers went away. I'd be so upset to have
I
kind of
liked
here.
Them. I like chewing on them.
Oh, no. You still have the feathers.
Oh, I do.
they just fell off. But you didn't, they didn't disappear.
I just, like, pull one out and I start gnawing on it.
Ew. Yeah, you can have mine, too.
Thank you.
Gross.
Put it in my bag.
Oh, you see a bag of holding that you picked up yesterday.
Oh, that's right. You got a bag of holding. Baller. Uh-oh.
He's not going to be able to get out.
He's ready to try.
All right, so you have a bag of holding. You open it up, and you kind of turn it inside out to dump it out.
Mm-hmm.
And inside, you find a bunch of money.
Ooh. Yay. Nice.
So, 700 copper. 7,000 silver, 2,100 gold pieces, and 105 platinum pieces, and a single key.
A key?
And how much platinum, sorry?
105. It's a normal looking key, except the end of it is shaped like a question mark.
Interesting. What is that? The end of it's shaped like a question mark?
Mm-hmm.
So key... And then, like, up into an upside-down question mark?
No, just sort of the whole thing, the whole key looks like a question mark.
And the key portion is the X, like, the point. Ah, okay.
And then you remember that you grabbed something from a table in a rush.
Yeah!
In addition to your three fonts that you have.
Yeah!
So you reach into your bag of holding and pull it out, and it's an orb.
So I'm touching it without any problems?
Mm-hmm.
If I look into it, does it do anything?
You look into it, you see it looks like some pins of light in there.
Okay. Shake it.
Please stop that.
I'm sorry, what?
I do not like to be shaken.
Do you hear that?
You do hear that.
Oh.
What? What?
I shake it again.
I said please. No.
Who the fuck are you?
I'm the professor. Who are you?
Let's hold on that. What do you mean you're the professor?
I'm the professor that lives in this orb.
Have you ever heard of anything like this?
No. Wait, have I?
No.
Have I?
No.
Why do you live in an orb?
Well, that's where I was put many years ago.
If I break the orb, will that free you?
That'll probably kill me. Please don't break the orb.
Okay. What do you do? Why?
I'm quite knowledgeable in several areas of study.
Okay.
For example, divination magics. I'm an expert.
Okay. Makes sense why the dick had you.
I'm here to answer questions. It's what gives me satisfaction in life.
Huh.
Fantastic.
Interesting.
You two look like you've had a hard night.
Yeah.
You can see me?
Yes, I can see all around. Yes, 60 feet.
So I gently turn it upside down. Is the world upside down to you now?
No, it's the same way.
Okay.
I don't have any eyes.
So you still just see, like, in a 60-foot, like, circle?
Yeah, it's hard to see past that, but yes, I can see
but
you
360.
I can see all around.
Yeah. Do you get upset to be in the bag of holding?
As long as I'm not being shaken, I'm okay.
Okay, hold on a second. I put it in my bag of holding, because things when they're in a bag of holding are in stasis, right? Mm-hmm. So I put it in the bag of holding. I shake the bag of holding! And then I pull it back out. How was that?
How was what?
Okay, good. We'll be fine then. I'm very confused by your presence.
I am very confused by yours as well. You're not Aethon.
Yeah, about that. He dead.
Oh, well.
Okay, we're gonna get along fine, little orb lady. Is it a male or a female voice? I guess I should
female.
Ask. Female voice.
Female presenting, yeah.
Okay.
Do you ask her her pronouns?
Yeah. Obviously, that would be the smart thing to do. What are your pronouns?
You can refer to me as she or they. Just never it. I disdain it.
Mm-hmm, that's fair.
As I am a sentient being and not just some construct.
Okay. And you're sure you can't get out of the orb?
Yes, I'm quite certain of that.
Okay.
Were you ever out of the orb?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so you've always been an orb.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's a little bit better.
Yeah.
We were worried that maybe you were trapped in the orb, like you had been a person outside of the orb, but now you're a person that exists as the orb, and that's cool.
Yeah. I was forged in the year 89, in the age of the gods. I have been around for some time.
Whoa.
Yeah, you have.
Wait, the age of the gods, is that...
The current age, yeah.
And that is the current age.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So she's...
700 years old?
720-ish years old, yeah.
Okay. That's crazy. Wow!
Yes. I was forged in Altaria.
Cool. Is that place cool?
I enjoyed it, yes. It is quite the scholarly academy. Home of the best and brightest minds in the world.
Okay. Do you have any objections to traveling with us?
None at all.
Okay. What was that?
Okay. I know, he just double-checked.
We're all like, oh god. Okay, one more question. Do you want to just... Two more questions. Do you want to be called the Professor?
That is my name, yes.
Okay, cool. All right.
I do accept nicknames if you decide that I have earned one.
You're going to regret that. Fantastic. All right, one follow-up. Not a question, but an experiment. I have that warm yellow coin purse that I had. So I say to the professor, I'm really sorry if this sucks. So I dump out my coins and I put the orb gently into that. And then I just get it up. How was that?
This is non-magical?
Non-magical. Yeah, it's just a yellow coin purse.
And you shook it?
Uh-huh.
I did not like that so much.
Okay, my bad. Sorry. That won't happen again.
She says, I mean, if you don't mind, I can... And she just, picks herself up off your hand and floats there.
Oh, dip! Okay.
So, we have a pet.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she's a person.
Fair enough. Sorry. My bad.
I'm neither.
Okay.
Fair.
I am an orb.
Okay.
She's an orb.
We have an orb.
Janet from the Good Place.
A little bit. Yeah. A little Janet from the Good Place. Yeah. I'm fine hanging out in your bag of holding until I am needed. I didn't...
Scared the shit.
Can you give me my phone? I'm not sure how.
What's
I don't even know. How did Frodo play 50 Cent, an artist I've literally never listened to in my entire life?
Best was how surprised he was.
He didn't know what he was doing.
Frodo, I had no idea that's what you were into.
I need to take a bio break.
Okay, so you guys have a Professor Orb.
Mm-hmm.
Named the Professor.
So what else do you know about? Just divination?
Oh, I also know about abjuration magic. I know about the history of the Eniotic era, specifically in the Aristica region, Eastern Aristica region. Mm. And I know about the Eniotic pantheon of deities.
Eniotic, was that the old or this one?
The nine gods.
The nine gods, okay. History of the Eniotic era in Aristica. Fuck you. And the pantheon of that time? Okay.
The nine gods, yeah.
Seriously, history of Eniotic era in Aristica.
Your spite fuels me.
Okay. Well, that's all crazy and fascinating.
Thank you.
Cool. I'm gonna put you in the bag of holding now.
Right.
Bye. What the fuck? Okay,
that's super cool. For the money, do we just split it in half?
I mean, if you want, but yeah. It is your money. You stole that bag.
So do you want me to tell you what you get?
Sure.
So 350 copper.
Hold on, I need to get this triangle. Oh, boy. 350 copper.
3,500 silver.
Wow. Okay.
1,050 gold.
Okay.
And 52 platinum.
Dude, I'm getting a new sword! So excited.
All right. So,
shopping episode!
Having acquired your goodies, imagine you two head down to breakfast?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Ooh, before we go downstairs, though, I am going to sneak away later in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have these three bunches of magical stuff. Ooh. I take one out and let it unfreeze. Does it happen fast, or is it going to take, like, hours?
Yeah, it's pretty quick.
Okay. Can I look at it and try with it?
Yep.
It works?
Yeah.
Dude, we're going to make so much more money!
You dip your hand in there and you see, well, it looks to be the clam digger, actually.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. Okay. And so I try all the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
So one's the clam digger. Okay. How do you spell clam?
And when you're looking at the clam digger, you see a person kind of skulked over in the corner. Catches your eye.
Oh, it's inside the clam digger.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
and they have a box that they're looking at that you see some arcane markings on.
Well, that's intriguing.
Shims.
So, I'm gonna just say, fuck it. I'll try to disarm it if place blows up. Well, that's just another Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So,
right, so using your artificer training, I'm gonna call it a. Let's do your intelligence plus your proficiency. So,
okay. Intelligence plus proficiency. 16.
All right. So you're able to scratch out the abjuration ward without issue.
Dope.
Now you just have the evocation ward. You see this person is scratching as sort of, without trying to draw attention to themselves, scratching out wards on this arcane box.
And this is familiar to me because I've done the same thing.
Yeah, you have. All right. Then roll me another check for the evocation ward.
All right, and then same intelligence and proficiency. Mm-hmm. Okay.
12. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Roll me a dexterity save.
God damn it!
That's how you know.
Saving throw, so that's... Okay, plus 2. 20.
Oh.
Dirty 20.
Dirty 20. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So,
you get out of the way of the explosion.
I just throw my face right in there.
All right. So you're concentrating. You have your fine artificer's tools, and you're just trying to scratch out the ward without triggering it, and then you just have a slight tremor in your hand, and then the ball just shoots fire in your face.
Oh my god!
So you take 5 points of damage.
Well, that's not bad.
It would have been 11 if you had failed at
the
deck.
Okay, 5 points of damage. Have a pencil. There it is.
All right. So you see, you see this happen.
okay. It blows up in my face, and I just like don't even flinch. I'm like, okay,
like cartoon smoke.
Cartoon smoke.
Your face has some carbon scoring on it. But, you know, hey, the word's done, so that was a one-time use thing.
Dope. What do I see? What was I told to deliver to this wizard?
You open it up, and inside you find a metal orb that appears to be made of lead, which you know is often a material often used to prevent scrying.
Okay. Like a divination stuff.
Yes.
Made of lead?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that sounds unsafe.
And you, as you look at the orb, you realize that the orb can be unscrewed. It's like, it's screwed, like, it's an orb that is screwed together. You see, like,
it's
storing something.
It's a container.
Yeah.
Oh. What's in it?
Okay.
You're watching.
Wait.
This.
I'm like, I can't talk to you, but I'm like, what's in it? What's in it?
Okay.
Are we watching it like a movie?
Yeah.
Don't open it!
No, totally open it! What did you get? Figure out what's inside!
I'm just hunched over, and I just, like, with my, like, little cup of tea, like, what the fuck is that? And I look over to...
Thankfully, you can't hear us.
Oh, I can?
Yeah, no, you can't hear or see them.
Yeah, so we're using a font of magic
right.
To scry.
I thought you were, like, looking at... Okay.
Thankfully, no.
Okay.
So we'd be much more discreet.
Okay. I thought you had ended up, like, coming here. Okay.
No.
So... I mean, like, can I open it? Like, is there anything... It's literally just a little thing of lead.
Yeah, it's about this big.
Okay. Huh.
But do you open the lead thing, the lead ball?
Yes, yes, yes.
All right. As you open the lead ball, I'm going to need you to make me a constitution saving throw.
Uh-oh.
It's okay, my constitution's good. No, this dice sucks.
As you open the orb, a sickly green light starts to emanate from kind of the hemisphere of where you've cracked it,
mm-hmm.
and you feel yourself getting weaker.
Oof.
Do you continue to open the orb?
Yeah. Once again,
I
know it's a bad idea.
Roll me
shows.
Another con save.
Okay.
Do you like my shoes?
Let's give you a shot.
Not
one!
Oh no!
So that's a 6 overall.
Oh, I did forget to hand these out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
At the start of the day.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Inspiration, you can spend that.
Yeah. It like lets you reroll,
mm-hmm.
right?
And you get back at the you get one back at the end of every long rest or by good roleplay.
You gotta wait for me.
Now the question is, do I want to use this now or does this feel like not the most appropriate time?
It's up to you.
Yeah, fuck it, I'll use it now.
All right, so hand me the coin.
Okay,
cash it in for a reroll.
Watch me get... You know, I don't like this dice. Watch me get another nat one.
Not much better.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's a dirty 20, then.
As you open the orb, you see there is this large gemstone that is glowing with this green glow. And you can literally... The gem... You can feel it attempting to suck out your life force.
Oh, my God.
You succeeded on the saving throw, so that's very good for you, but you do take an exhaustion level.
Oh, my God.
What does that do to me?
So if you get 6 levels of exhaustion, you die.
Mm. Noted!
Exhaustion level 1. You have disadvantage on all ability checks until you take a long rest.
Okay.
Exhaustion level 2 halves your speed. Exhaustion level 3, you get disadvantage on attack rolls, and then it gets worse from there.
Okay. Disadvantage on all
like, skill checks? What was that?
Right now you have disadvantage on all ability checks, yeah.
Baller.
And is that increasing? This is what I get for playing an absolute fucking clown.
Alright, so, what do you do?
Worth it.
And you realize, you do not feel it stopping, this. It you still feel it tugging on you.
Do I, like, know anything about these kinds of gemstones? Is there anything that, like, stands out to me about
Roll
it?
Roll me an Arcana check.
Arcana.
Hey.
17 plus... Oh, right, disadvantage, though, right?
Yeah, it would be disadvantage, yep.
Oh, okay, so 17 plus 6, so 23.
So, you don't know anything about this gem specifically, though you recognize it has a strong necromantic enchantment to it. And you get the idea that if you don't reseal this, it could potentially kill you. And then anybody else that starts to get close to it.
Alright. I'm just gonna... close that up.
Meanwhile, you two see this thing.
I know when to tap out.
And you see, like... You actually see just, like, Shim's features, like, sort of... Just, like, almost like a ghostly afterimage, like... kind of pull off of her and then, like, just start to filter into this gym.
Oh my god. That's horrifying.
Told her not to open it.
And then you see her struggle to and shut the orb.
Why the fuck does she have something like that?
You want to go find out?
Yeah, a little bit. Like, clearly she broke into the box. I mean, you remember my blue hands, right? Been there, done that. Really quickly, I do want to check where the other fonts go to, because I'm going to make money off these motherfuckers.
Okay. You see one,
just going to grab water.
Mm-hmm.
It looks to be the one in the statue, in the square, that you saw last time.
Nice.
And the other one, it appears to be some sort of, living room of some sort of house.
Okay. That's super creepy. That one I'm going to keep to the side. I'm going to sell the first two for sure.
Yeah.
This one's to someone's living room. That's so gross.
He's probably a creeper.
Yeah. I mean, we knew that, but still.
I mean, we always knew that, but like... Yeah,
there are levels.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm so glad he's dead.
Okay. Wait, is this the wizard that... I can't ask
questions. Yeah,
you can ask questions.
You always ask questions.
Yeah, out of game, 100%.
All right. I'm just, you know, trying to figure out how much this guy sucks.
Yeah, yeah. 100%. 100,000%.
He was not a good person.
No. I should put my ring on.
Because... the people who told me to deliver this package, now I'm wondering.
Yeah.
I'm like, listen, I know I don't always make a good impression. But that's a little much.
Yeah. Could it be they also wanted Ithon. He's a fuckhead.
Yeah, now you've got questions. Was this sent to hurt him, or was this something he wanted?
Or did they think that you were going to open it?
Yeah, that's what I thought first.
Yeah. Oh, God. Many, many questions.
Okay. So...
I think, because you said that the guard captain was kidnapped by this wizard, or by these two?
By the wizard.
By the wizard? Okay, and he's alive.
They're alive. She's alive.
Yeah, she's alive. Okay. I'll try to get some questions. I got some questions for her.
Mm-hmm. So, as you sit there and kind of feel really tired, the bartender comes over with another cup of tea and says, "You look like you've seen a ghost or something."
I think I was a ghost for a second, but I'll take the tea.
This one's on the house.
Nice.
Thank you. I'm really glad I didn't accidentally set your place on fire.
Also, I saw that thing explode in your face, and that looked painful. So,
just another Tuesday.
She says, You are absolutely right. Just sit out there midweek at the clam digger. I have seen far worse.
You get me. What was her name?
My name's Madison.
Madison. I like you, Madison.
I didn't expect this person to ever come back. So I 100% don't have her in my list. Fucking hilarious. She's gonna be now.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, that pizza is coming back to haunt me right now.
Yeah, if you need a minute, let us know.
Yeah.
And as you're sitting there sipping your second cup of tea, the door opens, and in walks a tabaxi and a tiefling. So, Colleen, would you describe what your character looks like?
Sure. I am a cat person. I've got a wizard's hat on, and I am gray and white. I'm about 6 foot tall, pretty slender build.
And your wizard's hat has
holes. Oh, yeah, the holes for my ears in the wizard hat, custom made.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Caitlin, what does your character look like?
She is a winged tiefling. She has deep teal skin, dark blue hair. Wait, hold on. I had to look at it and then I forgot everything. Teal skin, dark green eyes, dark blue hair. And she is, because the occasion calls for it, wearing a vibrant golden cloak and glove set.
I love it.
And then Shims, would you describe your character?
My character is... So Shims is a human. She... Like I said, looks like every person that you're pretty sure you saw in your periphery, but you didn't really pay attention. Very much background character energy.
Mm-hmm.
She is dressed in, like, just all black, so you can't tell that it's covered in grease and ash because of all the nonsense she's always up to. And just, on all levels, does not look very substantial in any way.
Except right now you have
carbon. Right now, just covered in ash. Switching.
How tall is Shims?
Exactly average, like 5'6".
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
All right. As you two come in, Madison says, "Welcome back. I hear you guys killed that wizard."
Yeah, he was a dick.
Am I hearing this?
Yes.
I spit out my tea.
This one here is a package for the wizard. Do you know that magical cake?
I'm sorry?
The magical cake, the person that, like, worked for the wizard.
You mean Magpie?
Oh, yeah, that's the one.
Magpie. Magical cake.
I mean, if you're really high.
I guess. What kind of tea do you have?
You just look really concerned at my tea.
You might not want to drink that.
Yeah.
She says, "Do you want ale or something?" Or?
Yeah, 3 breakfast ales.
All right. So she comes over with 3 ales and sets them on the table. Says that'll be 1.5 silver.
Okay. I give her 2 silver.
Thank you.
So hi. How's it going?
That's, you know, found out a guy I was running a job for died, so...
Yeah, running a job for him, huh? It's interesting.
You know, yeah. I don't know what to make of that, but...
Did you know him well?
No. I'm hoping to figure out what happened, and I didn't think I would be face-to-face with the people that killed him so
soon.
Deadass
murdered him. It was great.
Alright.
Deadass.
Okay, I expect it.
Got a pass from the sheriff, too, because she was kidnapped. And guard captain, I guess they call her here.
Yeah, does not seem like he was a great guy, so...
Mm-hmm. Holding hostages.
Yeah. I, like, raise my tea, like, alright, good for you.
Yeah, you work for him, though.
You know, not by choice. I just am, you know, some people told me to deliver a package, and it sounded like they just... didn't want me around, and I know when to take a message, so, you know.
Yeah, okay.
I know how to take a hint. So I was like, okay, and now I'm wondering if they were a little meaner than I assumed.
Okay, what kind of package?
I just like pulled
up. You hear
a voice
in your ear just say, "Isn't she the nosy one?"
Do I hear that?
Yes.
I like look around. Can I see it?
Describe what your homunculus looks like. I know it's a snake.
It's a little like mechanical snake. It's like a muted, like goldish mm-hmm. color.
How long would you say?
Long enough that it's just like, you know, Tsuki's just like chilling on my shoulders. Mm-hmm. She's like my little makeshift shawl.
Golden color, you said?
Yeah, like a muted golden color. Yeah.
Okay. Your little friend there.
Like scratch her under the chin.
Don't see many snakes that talk.
Well, most don't, but Tsuki here is special. I made her. She's my most loyal friend.
Huh? What was that? He kept looking at me, and I'm like, why is he looking at me? He's playing the snake right now. It went over my head for a second. Okay, go ahead, sorry. So the snake is your best friend?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, she's been around for... A lot of people don't like me around, but, you know, Tsuki is always there.
Okay. So, about that package.
Yeah, so it tried to kill me, so I don't know what to make of that.
That's crazy.
Was there any, like, writing or anything on it?
There were some runes on it that I got rid of.
Is that the...
Yeah, okay. I'm usually pretty good at what I do. That was a I just got off a boat. I'm dizzy. Mm-hmm. You caught me on an off day. usually when I set things on fire, I mean to do it.
Oh.
But yeah, I don't know what to make of this thing.
Interesting.
Where are their manners? They have not introduced themselves.
Well, neither have I. This is Tsuki. I'm Shems.
You can call me Yana.
Oh, no?
Yana,
okay.
I'm Tony.
Tony, alright. Well, it's nice to meet you, I think, probably. I hope.
I mean, that is to be seen.
We'll
figure it out.
Yeah. I'm real curious about that package. What are you going to do with it now?
That remains to be decided.
Can we have it?
What are you offering for it?
What do you want?
I don't particularly know. Whatever you're putting on the table.
I'll give you 5 gold for it.
5 gold. Well, considering this thing nearly killed me, I'm concerned as to why you want it.
Well, I mean... Wouldn't you just like it off of your hands, and wouldn't you like 5 gold? Why you gotta ask so many questions?
You're the one that's asking questions!
I'm asking if you'd be willing to sell it, and you're asking me some questions back.
We did roll in deep with the questions and interrogation.
It's true.
I feel a little put on the spot here.
Fair.
So while they're having this discussion, I feel like I stacked the bowls in a certain mm-hmm. order in mm-hmm. the bag. Mm-hmm. Can I reach my hand in and put my hand in the clam digger bowl and mm-hmm. see what happens?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you see yourself there. Yeah, you see your...
That's so cool. I don't say anything. I just do this for some random reason.
You're just, like,
reason.
Looking at yourself through this, like, magic security cam.
I'm pretty sure I sat with my back to wherever we were seeing you from. Just, mm-hmm. like, yeah.
You see Yana put her hand into her bag of holding and then wave the other arm. It's very odd.
I, like, look behind me, like, oh, this place is empty. What are we...
Do you think the word that we... God would know that is.
It might. That's a good question.
Do you
question.
Have it with you?
Maybe not in the tavern. Maybe we should go back to our place.
Really hey, you want to go back to our place?
We have a more private space than a very public tavern, and we have more questions about whatever that is. For what it's worth, I promise I'm not going to murder you today.
I will follow you if you agree to put Suki around your neck.
Oh. Is it going to bite me?
If you make any wrong moves.
Dislike.
I'm very friendly.
I don't believe you.
She's lovely.
Alright, let's put a pin in that. You know that Aaron that I talked to you about? I'm going to do that really quickly on the DL.
Okay.
Keep our new friend company.
Sure.
They probably don't want new arrivals. So I'm going to go make us some coin real quick, and I'll be right back. Because where I'm going is just down the street from the clam digger, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 25, 30 minutes. I'll be right back. So I will go leave the tavern and head to... Is it a cave entrance?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it is a cave entrance. I was like, that can't be right.
All
right,
we'll come back to you in a sec. So, Tony, Yana just gets up and fucks off.
I told her where I was going. I told her where I was going.
I told you where you're going.
Bye.
Leaving the two of you there, kind of awkwardly.
Sorry, I think we got off to the wrong foot. So, giving you a little more background. We did kill the wizard. That was not our necessarily... It wasn't our intent.
It was mine!
Bye! Get out of here! We really were just trying to help... we were trying to rescue the... was it the sheriff?
Mm-hmm. Guard captain, yep.
The guard captain, and... You know, he wouldn't...
She.
Or, no, the wizard.
Yeah.
Wouldn't comply, and so we had to keep putting pressure on him, and he just died. So, I mean, it's really his own fault.
Occupational hazard.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what happened there, but he, give you a little more background about him and the shitty things he's done. So, my family and I got separated when we were young, well, with my siblings. And it seems like they've all gone to wizards in different towns. I just found my brother in Umphaloko, and then we just found my sister, Magpie, here. And so I think that we're on to something. We don't know why, but that's how we got in with the wizard, and got a little bit more information, but he had taken my sister when she was like 5 and had put a curse on her and kept erasing her memory. So she thought he was a great guy, but as soon as we were able to remove that curse, she knew who he was, and it was rough.
And so your family members that you found, are they still alive?
Yeah.
Okay.
So far. So, 2 for 2.
Alright, well, I'm glad to hear that. Do you know why he kidnapped him? Was this, like, was he involved in both of these things? Was he...
Well, so it sounds like there's actually somebody that's higher up that mm-hmm. has assigned each of the wizards one of my siblings. Or has asked them to participate in something. We don't know. That's kind of what we're trying to figure out now.
Good a reason as any to kill someone. So
yeah. Lord Irini?
Was that his name? I think I wrote it down.
Amari.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so we're trying to figure out where Lord Amari is and why he needed... Is it 8 of us? I should remember this.
You have 6 siblings.
7. So why they needed 7 tabaxi siblings to complete something. Because I'm assuming that there's a reason. Because there's no like, we're not particularly good servants. We're not very compliant. So. So we're trying to figure it out. And so this is the second sibling we found. We ended up here, what were we trying to do?
You just had to drop off a package.
Oh, that's right. We had to drop off a package. So we're gonna, like, just doing jobs here and there, but if I find a sibling, I'm going to save them.
As you should.
Okay.
So what's your story?
Mm-hmm.
And you can be as cagey as you want.
Yeah, you can.
You don't
totally
have to reveal
me.
All your background stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to like figure out. How much was she gonna say?
And well, you can tell Tony's pretty transparent.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was at the Academy of
Altaria.
I was at the Academy of Altaria for a good long while, and some disagreements happened. We don't need to get into the details. Now I'm just wandering, no particular destination.
They were
Listen.
I love it. I'm fucking in love with it. This is the greatest.
I will not agree nor disagree.
The snake, the muzzle just kind of goes.
They were less exciting than I am.
Yeah.
And, you know, decided that I will be able to improve myself as an artificer on my own without the restrictions of an academic institution.
Nice.
And I've been wandering around ever since.
Cool. Yeah.
But
so now that you've delivered your package, what's your plan? Are you going anywhere else? Or are you just going where the wind takes you?
Wherever the wind takes me. I've not been known to have a plan at any point ever.
Fair.
Gosh,
I am curious to hear more about this wizard, because I would really like to know why he was receiving a package that nearly killed me. So.
Yeah. Well, he's a bad dude, so, I mean,
excuse me.
It was one of two things, right? It was either somebody was trying to kill him, but most likely he probably knew what kind of magic that thing had and was going to use it for some nefarious purpose. But, I mean, we'll never know for sure necessarily because he did.
Meanwhile.
Hey. I walk out and I flip over my cloak to the black side and cover my wings up, and then
you knock on the door and Punch says, "Hey, it's you again."
Hi, Punch. How's it going?
Here for another Punch ride?
Yes.
Punch picks you up and puts you. So Punch is a big ogre. He picks you up and puts you on his back and he lets you ride him down to the room with the broker.
I asked for a piggyback ride, and he said, no, you could have a punchback ride. And I was like, oh, no. He's like, no, my name's Punch, and you can ride on my back.
I know, right? I love him.
Adorable.
I love him.
He says, I heard about the wizard.
Fucked him up, Punch. I fucked him up. It was great.
He says, cool.
I'm about to be criminal of the year, too.
Is that an award they give? If so, Punch has been missing out.
Punch, I got such a good haul. Your boss is gonna love it. He's gonna love it.
That's good. Boss is happy. Punch is happy.
Punch, you're so awesome. I love it.
Here you are. Broker said if you show up, they'll let you right on in. So.
Thanks!
He knocks on the door and says, Boss! Did you give him a name? Yana here. You hear what I say? Come in.
And so I will definitely open the door and go, hey, it's your favorite criminal!
It's my favorite new criminal that I've only known for a few days, but has made quite an impact here in Ajuba.
I'm about to make your whole year, my friend. So I take out the two, the clam digger one and the statue in the square. I have verified these do actually work. 300 platinum apiece. This one, direct line into the clam digger. This one, direct line into the main square where that big-ass ugly statue is.
Says, well, let me try out the goods. How does this work?
Stick a hand in.
Okay. Sticks his hand in one of them. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that your friend's talking to?
I have no idea. Literally off the boat today. I'm going to figure it out.
Takes his hand out. Puts his hand in the other one. 300 platinum's a pretty steep price.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll be willing to pay that for the both of them.
Ooh, 300 apiece.
300 for the both of them.
Mm. That's 50% of my asking price, sir.
I mean, your asking price is 50% too high.
I would say that 500 is probably closer.
Roll me a persuasion check.
Okay. Dice. Roll them. Persuasion. Oh, no. That's not going well. That's a 10.
He says, truly 350 is as high as I can go. And I guarantee you, you're not going to find anybody else in the town that's willing to pay that much for them.
Mm, fair enough. 350?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So 350 for the two of them. And then I will take out the third. There's also this one. I don't know where this one actually goes, but it's someone's living room.
My friends says, oh, I'm glad that wizard's dead.
I know, right? Super gross. But considering that it is a much cleaner, clearer, and closer look at someone important in the city, because that wizard may have been an asshole, but he wasn't stupid, this one I want, well, I was going to ask for 500 for this one, but considering your issues with my actual asking price for each of them individually, I will give this one to you as a steal at 300 platinum as well.
He says, mind if I?
Yeah, I didn't see anything in there. I'll stick my finger in again just to see if it... Okay?
Playing with my dice.
I stick my finger in again. Is there anyone in the living room?
No.
Okay.
He puts his hand in. Says, all right, 300 gold. Or 300 platinum, and he slides it over.
Motherfucker, I should have stuck with 500!
And he very quickly takes it and puts it behind his desk.
Broker, baby. I feel like I just got robbed.
He says, that's my living room.
I really did get robbed! Well, how about that?
He says, and there's more of these fonts?
Oh yeah, like 15 or something like that?
He says,
Sheriff's got them all, though. I mean, I'm pretty sure I told
him. You see
them.
He's doing math in his head. He says, I was gifted a painting.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else.
Not by the wizard?
Not by the wizards, no. Hmm. A mutual acquaintance.
Yeah, according to Magpie, he, like, put a bunch of spells in these things and then, like, gave them out and as, like, gifts and shit.
He says, it doesn't even show up as magical. That's what's interesting.
Mm-hmm. I got no idea. I don't know shit about magic.
Hmm. Well, the good news is I can re-gift it to someone I'd like to keep a better eye on, so... Yana, you're a tiefling at your word. You came in here and you made my day, so...
Yeah.
Even if you did cost me 650 platinum pieces.
I mean, honestly, I expected to walk out of here with closer to 1,200, so...
He says, that was a pie in the sky fancifulness right there. But, a pleasure doing business with you. Now, that said, I'm going to need you to stay away for a while, because you're quite famous in this town now, and I kind of...
Oh, yeah, I came over on the DL, but I knew I wasn't welcome back for much longer.
He says, just not here. You know, if you need anything, he gives you a description of a gutter snipe. He says, you can pass a message to me through him.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Thanks for the money.
Well, thank you for these wonderful additions to my criming family.
All right. And I kind of wave him off and I say, punch! And
yep.
Take my next punch back ride.
He lifts you back up and gives you a ride back. Yeah. He says, so are you criminal of the year?
He didn't actually give me that title, unfortunately.
Oh. Well, better luck next year.
Thanks!
Punch out.
I'm obsessed with this character.
I fucking love Punch so much. So I'll take one of the bags and split up the 25 platinum so I can easily give it to Tony.
All right. Meanwhile, back to the tavern.
Mm-hmm. Right, so you have 325 platinum.
Yay.
So you two are still talking. Madison has come over and given you refills on your tea and on your ale. Did you drink from the ale that they brought you?
No, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. Not much of an alcohol person.
That's fair.
So I just, like, pass it over to
Tony
again. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Hair of the dog.
So,
That's right. We can't remember part of our night last night.
So, what do you talk about after you introduce yourselves to each other?
I don't know.
Kind of awkwardly sit there and look at each other.
Kind of, yeah. Well, so, you got any family?
Sorry.
No, they died a long while ago.
Oh, man, this sucks.
I mean, everyone dies eventually.
True. You ever been to Umfaloko?
Have I been to Umfaloko?
Probably not, though ultimately it's up to you.
No.
Oh.
Just wondering.
Where have you been?
I totally know all the places.
You just came
here.
From Bronzeport?
I'm great at geography.
You just came from Bronzeport and... Before that, you're in Altaria, and before that, Windhaven.
Huh. Yeah, we haven't gone to any of those places on our travels yet, but probably will at some point. Any travel tips? Any good taverns or restaurants we should check out? Any sights?
Well, the folk at Altaria can be a little boring, mm-hmm. but. You know, great town, great, very fascinating. Bronzeport is gorgeous, if you're at all interested in science of any kind.
Cool. Where is Yana?
So after 10 more minutes of awkward conversation, like Yana comes strolling in.
Hey!
She's back!
How's it going?
Just much quieter. Hey!
Quiet is something that Taika, Yana, often isn't. Alright. So, let me just make a note, because I completely fucking forgot while I was sitting here quietly.
I might need to take a bio break.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I don't know where the bathroom is.
Pause.
Oh, no!
I was like, why is it blinking?
Oh, no!
That's fine. So basically, the group heads up to the elevators to the edge of the world, a 3-story hotel carved into the side of the cliff. Yana wears the snake. Much to her dismay.
It's a great intimidation technique. Yes.
And so you go into this hotel, you see the tourists finishing their breakfast. And everyone kind of sees you two come in and kind of raises their glasses, and you hear a couple of loud huzzas as you...
Hey!
Huzzah!
...enter the room. The barkeep approaches, and he says, just so you know, your rooms have been comped for the rest of the week.
Oh, damn!
Cool! Thank
Hi.
You!
You can thank Guard Captain Talbot.
Nice!
So...
Yana is so excited to be a celebrity and also be a criminal, but not being in trouble for being a criminal. Living her best life. So excited. So, yeah, we'll go upstairs to your room.
Yeah.
Mine. I will peek into my room. Is it a hot mess?
No, it looks normal.
Okay, my room's actually not a hot mess.
Okay.
Where two drunk people passed out last night.
Fair.
So, so once everybody's inside, I will take out the orb.
The orb floats out your hand and says, hello.
Oh, that's right. You float. Hi, Professor.
Hello. Hello, new friend.
Is this the weirdest thing I've ever seen or not?
I mean, you're an artificer. You've probably actually seen the Professor Orb before.
Oh, dope! Like, do I know, like, this specific professor?
No, this one's been away from Altaria for a while, but you've seen many other Professor Orbs in the Academy State, so.
Okay, and they all kind of, like, look different?
They all have different personalities. They're all sentient beings, basically, who are very extremely focused in their knowledge areas, so.
Okay, I look at it, and for, like, a hot sec, I'm, like, trying to figure out, have I seen this before? And I'm just like, were you the necromancy teacher, or am I getting you mixed up?
You must have me confused with one of my cousins, I'm sorry.
Oh, a cousin.
I don't know much about necromancy, unfortunately.
Oh, shame.
She does know plenty about divination, abjuration, the history of the Ennead period, and the pantheon of nine gods from then, too.
Divination, I think I might have seen you on the Teacher of the Year in the Divination.
I love how you're flattering
the Divination.
You are correct. I did win that award several years in a row. Some time ago, yes, before
that
I...
It is an honor to meet you. This is so exciting.
The orb kind of glows brightly for a second and wiggles.
I fucking love it.
What can I do to assist? I assume you took me out of the bag for a reason.
Yeah, our new friend here, this is Shims. Oh my god, did we introduce ourselves?
Yeah.
Yana and Tony, yes?
Yes, perfect. This is our new friend Shims. She has an orb of death that we don't know anything about.
That sounds suspiciously like necromancy.
Yeah, it felt pretty necromantic when it was trying to suck my soul out.
Oh, could you describe the object that attempted to steal your life?
Well, it was a metal, like, lead orb.
Ah, yes, that would be, no doubt, a protective casing to protect you from the harmful effects.
Yeah, and when I opened it up, is it, like, approximately the same size as this little orb, the professor?
It's much smaller.
Okay.
Oh, the professor is about the same size as that orb, actually. You could put the professor in that orb and it fit almost perfect.
Yeah. Ah. Okay. And was the professor was found inside the, like,
the wizard's
Aethon's
tower?
Yeah. Okay. Suspicious. I'm trying to see if, like, these two things fit together somehow, but okay, so it was...
Yeah, physically they do.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a lead orb inside it as a gemstone that I don't want to have to ever look at again. Staring at it was exhausting. So...
Where did you say that you were from?
I am from Merivaz.
I mean, recently.
Recently?
With this orb. Where did you pick up
this
orb?
Where did I pick up this orb?
Bronzeport. Perhaps, was this orb given to you by a wizard named Dabarin? And the answer to that is yes.
Yes, it was.
Dabarin?
Dabarin. Yes, Dabarin is an expert in transmutation. I have overheard much of Aethon's conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Lord Amari said that Dabarin would be sending him an object of great importance.
So he was expecting it. Well, the question is, what was he planning to use it for?
Of that I am not sure. Aethon was very protective of his notes around me.
Understandably.
Did you pick up any of those notes or see any of them?
I was only able to get the orb. Mm. It was very close to a meltdown situation.
When I was acquired by the current companions, the situation had gone, as Ithun would say, tits up.
That's a good way of putting it.
All right.
One way of putting it.
The room was filled with wild magic that was having chaotic magical effects.
I had a beard of feathers. It was very nope, didn't like it.
Sad I missed it.
Mm.
Tony, Yana, and Magpie all aged between 2 and 7 years.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. What else happened? We got feathers.
They were imbued with great arcane energy, but they wasted it.
Sadness. I don't have any arcane. I'm sorry for you.
How did you waste it?
So this was, of course, before Yana cut Ithun down from shoulder to sternum.
Yeah.
No.
Good memories.
High five.
good memories. It was only yesterday. It was a good day. So, Dabarin.
Yes, a transmutation expert that lives in Bronzeport.
I thought you said abjuration.
Transmutation.
Transmutation, okay. And he was allies with, Ithun?
I've never met him, but Lord Amari did seem to imply that they were, yes.
And Lord Amari told Ithun to expect something of great import from Dabarin?
That is correct.
Okay. Was there anything else you knew about their plans?
Oh, me?
No.
I know I'm talking to them.
Oh.
No, I'm afraid that I spent much of my time in stasis.
Okay.
Did Dabarin ever say anything suspicious to me that, like, stood out? Like...
So, Dabarin, nothing, he didn't seem suspicious, though as you sit there and think about it, in that after having talked with Tony, he did have a Tabaxi sidekick.
Did they look particularly similar to Tony?
Roll me a insight check.
Oh, not good at those. All right. That was a 4.
No.
Hard to say. They had golden fur. But you do know, you do remember that their name was Hummingbird.
Hummingbird.
And I hear all this?
No, this is a memory that she's
having. Oh, okay.
She can choose whether or not to share it. I mean, you heard about the bar, but the Tabaxi sidekick is not a thing that Shims has shared yet.
Interesting.
And you never really spent much time in Dabarin's tower. He would just kind of send you on errands and... kind of help you out with things like essentially you were doing kind of artificing work at his behest,
mm-hmm.
and so he would come and visit you in the workshop he provided you to see how you were doing, and stuff kept catching fire and et cetera, et
cetera. Yeah, that's just what things do.
Mm-hmm. That's hilarious. I love it. Excuse me.
Hmm.
Okay. Well, Professor,
yes.
If you had a magical item that could very likely, maybe immediately kill someone, what would you do with it?
I would put it in an anti-magic bubble and throw it in the ocean.
Is that
it
what this...
It might be useful.
What, is that what this orb does, though? This lead thing?
It is not anti-magic. It just prevents the magic from seeping out.
Hmm.
Of course, I cannot create an anti-magic bubble, so the point is moot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I say we keep it. You never know when something like this might come in handy.
Caitlin wants to argue, but Yana doesn't. Yana agrees. Yeah,
you and I are playing characters that are significantly dumber than we are.
No, she's like, yeah, sometimes people need killing.
Yeah,
that's the way it is.
And like, I as an artificer could theoretically use this or like gem
in something
in an interesting way. You know,
okay.
Eventually,
it's my job to make things do worse things. I don't know.
I stab shit, and that's it. I don't understand this magic shit at all.
No,
so.
I respect it.
Yeah. Y'all tell me what needs to happen. Don't use it on me, or I'll stab you. That's how it works.
Tony, you're asking what you did know. I should also clarify that you did hear that about Dabarin, and that you do know that Shims was working for Dabarin bringing that here. So.
Okay. But I don't know that Shims has a tabaxi sidekick.
Dabarin.
What?
I think...
Dabarin.
I think because you told me about everything, so I will, you know, mention he did have a tabaxi sidekick. Does this sidekick seem to be mistreated in any way, or did they come across as nervous, or you said that they were wiping memory, so confused at all?
Well, the iPhone was anyway. Tony never had his memory wiped.
Yeah, I remembered everything.
What you remember about Hummingbird is that they seem kind of like a put-upon apprentice, like, they're, you know, the grad student to the...
Yeah, I get it. But I've seen plenty of those.
Yeah.
But in their 40s.
Yes, but is a... How old are you?
Well, now I'm 46, but I was 40.
So, 40 years old. So, older for somebody in that role, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
But golden for, you do remember that.
Okay. Hmm. Wait, I do mention as much as I can remember about Hummingbird. Does that name ring a bell at all?
Yes! That's my sister!
Alright.
We found another one!
Bronzeport's on the stop list. Good to know. Good to know. I mean, that's 4 out of 7 accounted for?
Yeah, right?
That's not too bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For fucking a couple weeks of knowing each other.
We're killing it.
Yeah, awesome. So, shit, Bronzeport's way the fuck away, though.
Yeah,
it's on the opposite side.
But there's probably places for us to stop in between.
Well, there's also one in... So there are Wizard's Towers in... I know I wrote these.
I wrote it
down
too.
Here
it
is. So Tabar we haven't checked out. You were in Texum. There's Bronzeport... We haven't been to Rakkad yet. Averna. Where's Averna? Oh, over
in
here.
The middle.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then Malanga?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's way over here.
Yeah.
So, I am not super excited about going back to Dabar. You know, like, price on the head and all that shit. So, but ease of doing things, and I would know this for the area... We're in Ajuba now. Is it pretty easy to get to Rakkad,
mm-hmm.
or is it easier to take the river?
No, there's ships that go directly between.
Well, okay. And then once we're in Rakkad, we could take a ship to Bronzeport.
And, I mean, Tabar's on the way. Like I said, I'm not super excited about going back there.
You can save Tabar for last if you want.
Yeah. I guess everything is kind of within a day or two of everything. Like, how long is it to get to Rakkad? A day or so?
By ship? Like 2 or 3 days.
2 or 3 days? Okay. And then...
Oh, actually, from there, probably 3 or 4.
3 or 4 days?
Yeah.
Okay. Because it was only, like,
a day and a half.
Oh,
sorry, I was looking at Yemen. No, it's, like, 2 days.
2 days? Okay.
By ship.
Okay.
You also have some mounts that you could ride across the land.
Oh, yeah! We have to...
They both have riding lions.
Riding lions?
That's sick.
Amazing,
that
right?
That is sick.
You'll get a chance to get him out.
Yeah, I'm super excited. Okay, so that's good to know, though. It sounds like the one in Bronzeport isn't being, like, possibly not abused?
Well, I mean, they're probably all being abused because we were all kidnapped, but...
I mean, they're
I
levels.
Mean, yeah, she seems okay versus...
Magpie was
messed up.
Pretty fucked
yeah.
up. Yeah, 100%. Mm-hmm. So, do we want to... I mean, I don't know what your plans are. You want to fuck around with some wizards?
Here or in Bronzeport?
All over the place. Literally every one of them.
I mean, it's a greatest hits list of either finding out how to defang these motherfuckers or just outright killing them. I'm not...
I mean, it sounds like these are not great people who are mistreating people that are working for them.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You're going to abduct some children and then use them as forced labor for the rest of their lives? That sounds like some no shit to me.
That's, yep.
I mean, I'm from Tabar, where almost anything goes, but that doesn't go.
There are limits.
Yep. There, they just leave the children in the streets as decent people do.
Yikes. Sure, let's kill some bitches.
Yeah. I mean, we does not have to kill them, but it's on the table.
Sure. Okay. We don't have to kill them, and I kind of, like, wink at Suki.
Suki just sort of nods from your neck.
By the way, while she loves look very good with my skin, please take her back. I don't want to do that anymore.
All right, I trust you now. I'll take Suki off of you.
Thank you. She's a very beautiful accessory with all of this, but yeah,
she'll grow on you.
You could have stopped after beautiful.
You are beautiful, darling. And you're a little kiss on like the forehead.
Accessory.
I guess I pissed off the snake.
Nah, it's cool.
Okay.
So next stop, Rakad?
I think so. Yeah. Gosh, I'm just going to keep looking at this map like it makes more sense in my brain somehow. but yeah, I mean, it's really easy to get on the water here. And there's nowhere else, really, because getting over to Malanga, that's through the mountains. That would take for fucking ever from here, right?
You'd go by river, yeah, typically.
Yeah, I think Rakad next is a good plan.
Okay.
Wait, so why Rakad and not straight to Bronzeport?
Because that's all the way over here, over land.
Mm.
And it's much faster to sail to Rakad and then sail to Bronzeport.
Okay.
And at some point here, we'll make a decision about Tabar and the price on my head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a thing. Okay. Well, I need to go see a man about a sword. What about you guys? I got some loot to spend.
Yeah. I'm gonna go see if I can find something to fly with.
Nice.
I just showed up, and the one thing that I was supposed to do is quickly derailing. So, what else is there to do in this city?
Well, come shopping with us.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you're not like, you got money? Got a little money?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
What was the wizard's name in Bronzeport?
Dabarin.
Dabarin.
Dabarin. D-E-B-A-R-I-N. Oh, you have a chart. I was just thinking about making a fucking chart.
I made this earlier.
You did, I remember.
As you can see, this is my...
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. So I've got who our Tabaxi is, and then the wizard, and then I've also got, like, notes here, but I'll move that over.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just looking for it. So we know... Hummingbird. So this is all the places where there are.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. That's great. Fantastic.
So I might even mark up the map.
Yeah, 100%.
At some point. So yeah, and then there's also Wizard's Tower in Rakad. So
yeah,
while we're there, we can check on that. And then
as far as I know, the only reason to go to Rakad.
Yeah.
You know who we can catch up with if they're there though? Abe, Gabe, and Mark.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
that's where they were headed. Although, was it going to take them several weeks to get there?
No.
Cool.
Yeah, they may have already left.
Maybe.
But, I mean, they kind of move, they go out and come back from there, right?
They also go to Bronzeport, don't they?
No, they go to Tabar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tabar and Flog over Cut.
Okay, that's right. The triangle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, anything else?
So you're going to head out into the, do some shopping?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so Shims, you... Follow these two strangers that are oddly compelling and, you know, not having much else to do, kind of with your mission derailed.
I just follow whatever is most interesting to me, and these two seem like a wild time.
So where do you two go?
We had a long rest. I forgot that we had a long rest.
Yes, you did have a long rest.
Nice, get all that back.
I mean, some sort of
magical item shop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Magical armor for me, or weapons. Mm. So ask around, see if we can find something.
Yeah. As you guys are walking, you head up back up to the top of the upper city, and as you are walking, you see the captain of the guard approaching the two.
Hey!
So the captain of the guard, Shims, you've not seen before, a tall Arakokra woman. She's got an eye patch with a scar sticking out the top and bottom of it, and she's missing a wing. But she's wearing plate armor and is the tallest, burliest Arakokra that you've ever seen.
I'm immediately into her.
She's famous. She's so cool.
She says, surprised to see the two of you up so early in the morning.
Question. How late did you party with us last night?
I left at around midnight, and you two are still going quite strongly.
Okay, yeah, never mind then. My question does not pertain to you.
The guard cocks an eyebrow, but leaves it at that.
Trying to figure out who that tiefling
is. Yes!
Yeah. Anyway,
all right, do you know a red tiefling?
The one that you were dancing with last night?
Okay, it did happen. There, thank you.
Yeah, it was alcohol. It wasn't, like, a hallucinogen.
I don't know!
The guard, because you've described yourself as very nondescript, the guard's just sort of sliding right past you. we've got a wizard in the tower taking care of the crystal mess.
Good. I was like, which wizard?
One that we've hired out.
Because...
A wizard for hire.
Yes, a wizard for hire.
We told you about Amari, right? That was the name we knew?
Yes, yes. Not a wizard here in town.
Okay. Cool.
Anyway, thought you might want this. And the guard reaches into her bag of holding and pulls out a long shard of crystal.
Hmm. What is that?
A souvenir for you. Part of the crystal shard that you guys broke.
That's really fucking cool.
I don't know, maybe you could fashion it into something.
You think I could make it into a sword?
I think that might be possible.
Who would I talk to in this town to make me a magical weapon?
I just...
Oh, hello, citizen.
Hello, citizen.
Something I can help you with?
I immediately start ignoring this woman and I'm just staring intently at this, like, magic crystal shard.
I'm gonna have it made into a sword.
Shims is an artificer.
Can you make swords?
Can I?
Yeah, we'll find out together.
I want a sword for sure. That's cool.
Listen, depending on how nice the DM is, you may be able to set people on fire on contact.
Well, anyway, have you any of you seen Magpie this morning?
No. Have you?
I have not. I checked at the hotel and I checked at the tower. There's a few, of course, matters I'd like to discuss with her about
I bet.
Her time with Aethu. If you see her, could you send her my way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I don't know. That's weird.
We should probably try and find Magpie.
Yeah, let's try and find Magpie.
Do you think she would have left a note for me at the one shop?
Good place to stop. Yeah, good place to start.
Yeah.
Let's go there. The mystery continues, I guess. So, yeah, we'll go to the
Eyes and Things?
Eyes and Such, yeah.
Eyes and Such. So they take you across the Chief of the Wizard's Tower is this magical sundry shop called Eyes and Such. Its logo has the two E's and I's is shaped like little eyeballs. And you walk in, you find a store full of magical components, and there is a large... pile of moss that, when it turns around, you realize is a troll. It says, "Welcome back to Eyes and Such."
Thank you. Have you...
You were responsible for chaos at Tower yesterday, yes.
Yeah, we were.
100%. Good show, right?
I missed a lot.
He says, "Aethun was
very good customer to me. I hope replacement comes forthwith.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good wizard's tower. I don't know why another wizard wouldn't take it over. Speaking of wizards, have you seen Magpie?
I have not seen this morning, no.
Did you see her yesterday at all?
Yes, when she left note for you two.
So, but that was the other note that I got. Okay.
Welcome to Eyes and Such. Are you in search of magical sundries?
I'm in search of anything that would help me turn this crystal into a flaming sword.
I will have to look at books and figure out what that does. But I will get back to you, yeah.
Got it.
Okay, well, Magpie's missing, and so if you could just keep an eye out for her and let her know that I'm looking for her if you do see her.
Will do, yes.
Thank you.
We'll send a note when figure out sword thing. Just so you know.
Cool.
And we're staying at the edge of the world, so.
Okay. Edge of the world.
Shall we try and go to the wizard's tower?
Yeah, go take a look. Yeah. I mean, the captain already said that she wasn't there, but...
I mean, maybe she was hiding?
Maybe. Also, if we can get in, we can take a look at those fonts.
Yeah.
All right, so you look across the street to the wizard's tower where you see a number of guardsmen standing post outside of it, and there's the fantasy equivalent of yellow police tape surrounding.
I think I'm going to approach one of the guards and try and use our clout as being the ones that saved their boss.
Mm-hmm.
And just be like, hey guys, how are things?
Hey, it's the guy that did the thing.
Yeah.
What do you want?
Oh, you know, we dropped some stuff during the battle yesterday. It wouldn't be an issue for us to go in and grab it, right?
Oh, it would be. I'm sorry, I'm not allowed to let anybody in here. It's not safe.
Oh.
Okay.
Bummer. I mean,
I kind of would go, hey, look over there.
What?
Can we run in?
There's multiple guards there.
Well, I was hoping all of them would look. I mean,
if there's what are you looking for? We can have the wizard in there take a peek around for you.
I still have my pyrotechnics. I could set something on fire.
I don't think you're going to get around them.
I mean, you might be able to get around it, but there's still a wizard in there, just FYI.
Yeah.
Fair.
I mean, and she said that she wasn't here. Like, the guard captain said she'd looked here. It is weird,
okay,
but
so not
I doubt
here.
That she's here.
I guess we'll... I'm trying to think of where else she would go. Like, she met us at the statue.
So we would have stepped away and had this conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, she met us at the statue. She was with us in the wizard's tower.
She was in us, and she was at Eyes and Such... And those are the only places... I mean, she would go to the market for, like, grocery shopping,
well,
but,
she
like,
partied with us last night, right?
She was there... She went there with you, yeah, but, like... She did a,
Irish goodbye.
A Windhaven goodbye.
Windhaven goodbye.
Pretty early in the evening.
Where did we... Like, where did she...
In the entire evening, she, like, she wasn't in a partying mood. Like, she was kind of withdrawn and...
Yeah, I bet.
Vacant.
It was a rough night.
Yeah.
Was there anyone there that we could maybe ask that would have seen her leave or would have any idea of?
Ask the bartender.
Yeah.
Or whoever was on
the
staff.
It was
night.
The clam digger.
There's
right?
another thing you can do, too. It's paper birds if you send.
Oh,
yeah.
Let's send a paper bird. Thank you for reminding us.
Yeah, if you write the note, we can just follow the note.
Yeah, do you have a
note
card? Thank you.
There you go. You write notes and send them on their way, and they fly.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty great. Riveting listening.
Riveting listening.
Oh.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I'm just
standing around.
Yeah, all. Dear Magpie, would like to see you. Please leave word at Eyes and Such. We plan to leave town
the next couple days. I guess I didn't have to write it down. I could have just dictated it, but whatever.
It's about the experience.
Mm-hmm. If I don't hear from you by tonight, I'm going to turn this town upside down.
You sound like my mom.
Love, Tony.
Oh no.
It's just a little whale.
Alright. So you send the letter, and it starts, I guess, up and starts flying, and you start chasing after it. It flies north out of town, into the woods.
Oh, shit.
And then you see it fly up into a tree, Tony.
Oh, she's in a tree.
You look up, and about 50 feet up in the tree, you see her sitting on a branch, like, looking out at the canopy of the woods.
Okay. I'm going to climb the tree and go talk to her.
No, I'm going to walk away from the tree. I am not needed for this conversation.
What about you, Shims?
You want to come up?
Is this,
meet my sister?
Is this... like, a too invasive thing? Like, will I just feel super awkward? Like, I'm totally intruding on, like,
100%.
A... 100%.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
But, I mean, is that in character?
Yeah.
I think you're being too polite. Like, you have to think about what would your character do.
Yeah, Shums is nosy enough.
Yeah.
She's, like... It's a 50-50 chance of, like, whether Macbeth will even, like, notice her.
Exactly.
Fair enough.
So, you climb up the tree, no problem. Are you going to use your wings, or are you going to try climbing the tree?
Do I have to roll?
You will have to roll for it.
So I'm using my wings.
All right, so you notice with surprise that Shim's cloak pops into bat wings, sort of, not too dissimilar from yours.
Yeah.
And she flies.
I've had this cloak.
And she flies up.
It was wicked.
As you get up there, Tony, you see Magpie just sort of staring out at the town below.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, hi. Yana, is that you? Are you in disguise?
No, I'm down here.
Sorry, who are you?
Don't think about it.
we just met her. She's gonna journey with us.
Oh, that's quick.
I mean, things move fast around here. Are you okay?
No.
What's going on?
She says, 2 days ago, I thought I knew my life. And now I realize I don't know anything.
Yeah, that's hard.
So, I was just here thinking about it.
Yeah. Well, what do you think you want to do next? Do you want to continue doing magic? Do you want to be a wizard?
It's a little late for a career change. I'm 40 years old.
It's never too late.
She says, what am I going to do, a multi-class? I don't think so. She says, look, I think we need to find our siblings.
Yeah, that's my plan.
I don't want them to be going through what we're going through. And is that a snake?
Yes. Her name is Tsuki. Do you want to, like, hold her out? She, like, slithers on my arm towards her.
That's really cool.
Isn't she?
Yeah,
she's
cool.
Lovely.
Anyway, sorry. Yeah, I think we need to find our siblings.
Yeah. That's kind of my plan. Do you want to come with us?
I think that would be too big of a step for me right away.
Okay. Well, what I can do is I can send you a paper bird each place that we go. And if you want to join us, you just send one back.
She says, well, you know what we need? Is a base of operations.
Nice. Yeah.
And I think, by all rights, this wizard's tower is mine.
Yeah, I agree.
Nice.
So, yeah.
So, you know,
so this will be our home base.
Yeah. And she says, and as far as keeping in touch, I don't think that'll be an issue. And she reaches into her bag of holding and pulls out four black rectangles about that thin, made of like a obsidian obsidian slab. Yeah, about that size and that shape.
We get Spellbounds! We get Fantasy Spellbounds!
Yeah!
She says, with these sending stones, we can talk to each other wherever we are in the world.
Great.
Sorry to future everyone about my excitement over fantasy cell phones.
And she says, and I happen to just have four, which is enough for me, you, and Yana, and Chims. I mean, just this morning you met and you're traveling to... it's not my place.
It was an eventful morning. What? I exploded at one point. You missed a lot.
What are you doing here?
Well, I was supposed to deliver a thing to the wizard, but then he died, and now I'm going to kill the others, as one
does.
Wait,
you had a delivery for iPhone?
Yes.
What was it?
It was, this, ball that I, like, hold it up with a necromantic gemstone inside it. Do not open it. It will not be fun.
Do you know anything about it, Magpie?
She says, it sounds like the duodecahedron of necromantic energy he was waiting on.
Do you know what he was planning to do with it?
Duodeca or dodeca?
Dodeca.
Is it dodeca?
Dodeca.
Yeah.
The dodecahedron of necromantic energy. She says, I'm not sure what exactly he needed it for. All I know is that Dabaran had sent it to him. And that it was part of something he was going to use to prevent my family from destroying the world.
Oh, shit. I'm not there. I can't hear this fantasy pigeon.
So this is part of the prophecy of us and the world being ended. Okay. But that's all you know? You don't know, like...
He kept me at arm's length when it came to those sort of things. He was afraid that I was going to have a hand in ending the world. Which I now realize seems really silly, right?
It is really silly, but... So, assuming that there's still some of the same... Some of his books left in the Wizard's Tower, and the Wizard's Tower is yours now, do you... think that you're up to the task of researching in those books to see if maybe you can figure out what they needed Seven Tabaxi for, and if there's some sort of spell or ritual that they were working on?
Yeah, I think I can do that.
And then as far as the dodecahedron, like, is that something we should leave with you, or do you think we should take that with us? Like, you know the most about it.
Well, I mean, it's not something you want falling into the wrong hands, but, Shims, it's your... I guess it's your object now. I'm not going to take it from you or anything, but...
I am thinking of seeing if I can use it to make a weapon that might benefit us or anything that could be useful.
As long as you don't have any overt, like, absolute, like, don't do that. But it sounds like as long as we keep it safe and we don't let anybody that shouldn't have it get it, I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Okay. So, this will be our base of operations. I'll send a paper bird to, what's his name? Thundercloud?
Cloudfang.
Cloudfang?
Cloudfang.
You're Thundercloud?
I'm Thundercloud. Oh my god. I found a hummingbird.
Where?
She's in Bronzeport.
She looks at you. You know hummingbird?
I saw her around, but we never spoke extensively.
And so that's our plan, is we're gonna go up, to Rakad.
And there is a wizard's tower there. We have a feeling there might be another one of us there. And then we're going to make our way over to Bronzeport, and we're going to free Hummingbird. And so as we free different... As we free the siblings, I'll send them to you.
Sounds great.
Okay.
Sounds like a plan. Well, shall we head back?
Sounds good.
I have some questions. I don't want to impose, but what was this about the world ending?
Well, well, it's funny you should ask.
Ithan,
who until yesterday I thought was a good person, was a divination expert and could see the future.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that if I was ever reacquainted with my siblings, that it would end the world.
Cool.
I mean, clearly a load of horseshit, right?
Yeah. Of course.
I mean, what could seven tabaxi do to end the world?
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
High as a kite. So as you guys come down, I have no idea what just happened up there.
Mm-hmm.
Did you tell her they were tearing apart the tower?
I didn't. Did you know they're tearing apart the tower?
Well, I knew they were gonna fix the crystal.
They got another wizard in. He's all in there doing stuff.
Well, we'll have to go take care of that shit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do you need help?
Before he ruins our evidence. She says our evidence could be ruined.
Wait, what evidence do you have?
Well, I mean, I presumably left journals and notes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should head back.
Huh? To the tower?
And as she says that, you see some bushes nearby the tree that weren't there before a moment ago.
Okay. I didn't notice them at all?
Well, you're noticing them now because you can't be surprised.
Yeah!
This is your alert feet coming in.
Yeah!
And as you guys get ready to leave, the bush rises up and you see there is what appears to be a corpse inside one of them. And the... kind of the plant pulls up from the ground and you see sort of like tenderly vines and a maw of teeth that look like they're made from bark. It looks something like this.
Oh, okay, not great.
Yeah.
I attack.
And you see two of them heading towards you with malicious intent. And that is where we'll pick up next time.
No! Come on!
It's after 8.
I know!
So.
Beck!
Ooh.
So.
I want to do all the fights!
Yeah, we'll get to start next time on a fight. Good that we got y'all together, though.
Yeah. Fair enough.
And we'll get to start with an exciting fight.
Uh-oh. He's not supposed to be on the table.
He's talking about table things.